Right now, we have somebody online with us who has a great news service that he provides called MI Tech News, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, welcome to the show.
I'll bet you guys have 100 years of IT experience on that show.
It's really
impressive.
At least that much. Mike, thanks so much for joining us. Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and every Friday he presents an email letter, a newsletter, which has stories about technology and entrepreneurship in Michigan and around the country as well. And we kind of provide a little sampling of those things here on our program. So let me talk about, I saw a headline about wind energy going on.
Yeah, the American Wind Energy Association just came out with a report, and it said actually of all the different sources of electricity that's being generated, the capacity, you know, that sort of thing, that wind is the number one, that there's more wind going up than, say, coal or natural gas or any other source.
Really?
So that's pretty impressive.
There's a lot of wind here.
100 years worth of fact there.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Mike, because my granddaughters go to Central Michigan, and as you drive north, you pass those huge wind farms that are up there now.
Yeah, and then the Thumb area, too. It's really, I mean, that's the one thing we always have a lot of in Michigan is wind. I mean, solar, I mean,
we don't have that much sun.
No, that's it. I mean, we live in Michigan, right? So
right,
no sun.
Yeah.
But the wind, no problem.
All right. By the way, this is coming up, matter of fact, this week, isn't it? Comcast is going to be opening up an Xfinity retail store in downtown?
Yeah, it opens up on February 22nd, which I believe was Monday, right?
Yep.
And I know March 1st I've been invited to some big open house thing that they're doing. So, yeah, they're kicking it off. It's at 3907 Woodward Avenue at the corner of Selden Street. Mm-hmm. It's a big store, about 1,800 square feet.
Wow.
I have been to the Comcast facility in Plymouth, and they have, you know, like you see on TV where people are lounging about on those TV commercials, looking at sports on TV and all that jazz.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is going to be all about. They're going to really show you how this stuff works.
Wow. Okay, that's going to be the retail store opening up midtown. And then finally, I saw something there about Google is shopping around for office space in Southeast Michigan for their autonomous vehicle research.
Yes, from our friends at Cranes Detroit. I wish I would have broke this story, but they did. they're looking for 30,000 square feet of R&D space, essentially, for the autonomous vehicles. You know, Google's getting into this in a big way. The other thing that I heard is they've been shopping around Ann Arbor because M-City is in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, Gary, that's M-City on the north side, isn't it? North side
of
Ann Arbor?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, M-City is
part of the North Campus complex for the
huge. How many acres?
You know, I don't know.
It's 35.
Is that what it is? Yep.
Yeah. It's huge, and it's kind of this big center for testing out these autonomous vehicles. And, of course, it makes sense for Google to be one of the main people who are
there. They're putting them on the roads. You know,
and Google's already in Ann Arbor. They have their AdWords team here, which is pretty extensive. And they're moving into new facilities because downtown just doesn't accommodate them anymore. It's just growing by leaps and bounds.
And Ann Arbor is just bursting at the seams with all sorts of special tech companies. Well, Mike, how can people get hold of your MI Tech News?
Well, it's really simple. You just go to mitechnews.com. And also your homepage, Advisor, you have a link there.
Right.
If you want to get the, you can just go to the website if you want to just look around, see what all I have. Or if you want to sign up for the newsletters, we have two a week, one on Wednesday, which promotes all the podcasts and radio promotions and whatnot that we do with all of our partners, including the Internet Advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Friday, I put out a newsletter that typically has 20 or so stories, so you can get a fast read.
And you can find all of that, by the way, by going to mitechnews.com.